What's up, everybody? Today I'm joined by Lebby Becker.
Hello.
She'll be with us today to talk about our tea and our chocolate of the day.
Jada Pinkett Smith has been making a name for herself once again right now. But is she really a Smith if she's been separated with Will since 2016?
I don't know, because, like, I've only seen, like, the TikTok, like, reels of, like, what's going on.
I mean, kind of me too, but I'm so obsessed with it, I just keep seeing them and I keep clicking them.
Like, you were telling me, like, the other day how, like, everything that she said is fake.
Yeah.
So, like, now I don't know what to believe, because I just feel like I don't know enough. Obviously, I'm ill-informed, because I'm the least informed person on the planet. Because as much as I'm on my phone, I literally find out everything from either class in APUSH or AP Gov or on TikTok.
Honestly, I find out about so much through AP Gov. It's not even funny.
No, low-key, I didn't even know about the Israel war until I went to Gov.
That's actually...
It's bad. Like, it's really bad. Like, I'm so ill-informed.
No, but, like, with Jada, I just remember I saw, like, a TikTok about her showing up on, like, a talk show because she's written her new memoir, Worthy. Mm-hmm. So she's going on her little tour of, I guess... I don't know where she's
just showcasing
going,
the
but
book.
She's going on her tour to try and get people to go buy her book. Which, one, why am I buying a book about her?
I don't even know what she was in. Like, no, I just know she was the wife to Will Smith, and they have two children that are more famous than her.
I don't know.
And I guess there's a third. There is a third child. Did you know that?
There's a third?
There's an older one.
What?
Yes, so I found out about this. Like, I forget his name, but there is an older child. Like, older than... Whatever the two kids' names are, Willow and
whatever his name is.
Jaden or something?
I cannot remember his
name. I don't
know.
I think it's Jaden Smith.
Probably.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a third.
He's older.
No, but
he's not popular, obviously.
I don't know a single movie that Jada Smith has been in. I just don't.
She's in movies?
Yes, apparently. Honestly, I didn't even really know that she existed until last year when Chris Rock was slapped by Will Smith. I didn't even know she existed.
That was the funniest. Because that was the Oscars, right?
I think it was either it was the Oscars, I think.
And I, like, don't watch the Oscars. Like, some people make it, like, a big thing in their house, and I have never watched it.
It was, like, the Oscars, or it was the Emmys, or something like that.
It was one of the two, because I think it was the Oscars, because he had Emmys. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But I was, like, it was so funny, because I just found out on TikTok, because I don't watch anything.
I woke up that morning, I opened my phone, because I always scroll through TikTok for a little bit before I, like, get ready for the day.
Mm-hmm.
I look at my phone, my first video is, like, Will Smith just slapped Chris Rock. I was like, what just happened?
No, I was kind of like, okay, this has to be, when I first saw it, I thought it was, like, a stunt to get more publicity. You know what
I'm saying? He looked so serious when he slapped him. He was like, his face was taut. He was like, he was angry.
I
was like, whoa.
It was like a stunt.
No, everybody did. And like, the thing is, it's like, now Jada, as she's going on this tour, she's like, oh, well, I didn't like the fact that he went up and slapped Chris Rock because he hasn't called me his wife since 2016. We've been separated since 2016. So it was embarrassing. It was humiliating. Like, she's, like, talking all this stuff. And when you go back to look at the video, like, he's like, G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. And she's like, shocked. She's like, looking at him. She's like, do something, Will. And when he does something, she's, like, nodding and smiling. She's like, yeah, Will. That's my husband.
But this type of separation has to be something completely different.
It's her spiritual separation.
Literally. Because, like, when you think about it and you look back at, like, all... Like, for some reason, at one point in my life, Will Smith's YouTube used to pop up my YouTube feed. And she was in that all the time.
Really?
Yeah, she was in it. So it wasn't, like, anything. Like, she'd go on vacations and all this crap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That has to be a different type of separation, like a separation with benefits or something.
They were like happy, but now they're just like, something's happened.
They had to have been putting on a show or something if it's a true separation.
I like, most people at this point are, like, talking about the fact that it's probably what she keeps going on about is probably her trying to kind of push Will Smith into filing for a divorce, because when they probably wrote their marriage contract or whatever, it probably was written so that if there's a divorce, whoever the divorcing party is loses their assets, most of their assets or something.
Well, they got married in the 90s, right? And that's when Will Smith was getting popular, right? Because that was Young Prince.
Yeah. Yeah, because they met on the Prince of Bel-Air, if I remember right. Yeah. I don't remember the name of it, but I know that's
where they met.
She was
on that?
Yes! Did I know that? No! But apparently that's where they met.
I did not think she was actually popular. I thought she was just known because of him.
I didn't think she was, like, actually, like, in stuff. I was like, oh, look, it's Will Smith's
wife. Maybe that's why she kept her, well... I was gonna say maybe that's why she kept her last name, because maybe Pinkett, because she was Jada Pinkett.
Nobody knew her when she was Jada Pinkett.
Yeah,
though.
I mean, but then like when I think about it, like I'll probably like keep my last name.
Yeah,
preserve if not the Becker hyphen line. It. Yeah, because yeah. Like I just have a brother, and then I have three cousins that are all girls, and so Chipper's the last line of defense
Chipper's,
right now.
Chipper's the last
and
one.
And we've had four girls and one boy in this generation, so. We're not doing very well right now.
Yeah, it kind of, honestly, it depends on whether their last name sounds good with how my first name, but, like, that changes things for me.
Yeah, I don't care. And no matter how devoted I am to that person, I'm keeping my last name. Anyway, I'm sorry, we went off track.
No, we did. We went on a tangent, but that's just fine.
Yeah, I just don't think that she's... Like, I feel like she's trying to purposefully get him to do something.
Yeah.
And making his image look worse. Because he can't go back to any sort of academy, any sort of, like, function that the academy runs for 10 years.
Oh, wait, that was his punishment for the slap?
He can't go to anything.
I actually didn't know that was his punishment for it, though.
Yeah, it was, like, right after. The academy was like, yeah, no, that's not happening.
They were like, why did you get up and slap a man for a joke?
Yeah, I mean, I could be wrong about the 10 years, but it is a good amount of time.
Well, yeah. I mean, they kind of have to show that they're not going to take that. I mean, otherwise they would probably lose respect.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that shouldn't have happened anyway. Like,
no.
I mean, as much as it was, like, a joke, like, it shouldn't have happened. Like, even if you take it personally, like, maybe hash it out outside of, like, a award show.
Yeah, like, you can, there's, like, probably alleys around there. You can go duke it. You can go duke it out.
Go duke it out. Yeah, I just don't think, she's, like, kind of instigating something.
Oh, she is, and I don't know what she's trying to instigate, because, quite literally, there's nothing, like, this man built her. I think it's $1 or $2 million house, and he built this for her because I guess they were going through a rough patch, or he was like, I gotta show my love for her, or something like that. And she looks at him because she had him on, it's either her podcast or they were doing like a family interview or something. She looks at him and she's like, you didn't build that $2 million house for me. You built that for yourself. Remember? Like, gaslighting him into believing it. And, like, you can see on his face, he's like, I built it for myself? And he's kind of like, he's like in disbelief, and he's like, I think I did do that. Like, she totally made him believe this, and it was crazy to me to see. I was like, why would she do that to him?
I don't know. I feel like there's both sides to it, because, like, I don't know, like anything, I don't know what side to believe. Because, like, on one hand... You have, like, a victim, essentially, like, the victim, and then you have her who's trying to make him the villain. But that's, like, any situation in, like, any relationship. Because, like, you're the first person who's, like, obviously I'm the most ill-informed person on this planet. You could tell me that anything happened, and I'd probably believe you. But, like, you're the first person that I've heard any doubts from, and, I haven't heard anything from TikTok. And it's all because... They've painted Will in this bad light because of the slap.
Yes! It's all that. Like, I think the thing is that, like, there might be some issues that are caused by Will in the marriage. There might be issues that are caused by Jada. But she's getting so much backlash because, for the most part, it seems like she's literally just gone off on him for absolutely no reason.
Yeah. currently, we're sitting in Natalie's car, and right now we can hear Mariah's music blasting through her car.
She always drives up with the loudest music, and, you know, it's not like she's listening to kind of a rap song or a song that has actual heavy bass. She's listening to, like, old rock, and it just, the bass guitar is going.
And she's sleeping in her car, because she waits for Dylan to wake her up in the morning.
Anyway, another tangent.
I love the mornings when Mariah gets here.
This is the earliest, well, not this year, but I don't get to school early like everyone else, so I get to school like 15 minutes after.
Yeah, I used to be a person who liked getting here at like 7:50, and then this year I was like, yeah,
that's not happening anymore. Sleep is required, man. I can't do that. But, anyway, back to the Jada thing. I just, like, I don't know what her intent was. Like, what she meant for this.
I don't know. Because the other thing is, like, if you want to just go off on your only husband, that's fine.
Only husband.
But stop talking about your spirit husband. Tupac.
Spirit? Tupac?
Yes.
What about Tupac?
So, apparently, like, she goes to, like, all these different things, and she's like, oh, Tupac and I met when I was really young, and we fell in love, and he proposed to me his first time in prison, and all of this stuff about, like, their true love story, and how, in her soul, they're meant to be together, and all of this stuff. Meanwhile, Tupac actually had a wife, who he proposed to before he went to prison, and, like, he never talked to Jada.
Who is Tupac? Is he a rapper?
Because
I'm searching this up right now, because I don't even really know. I'm, like, so... I think he's from the 90s, right?
He's, like... I know he was music in the 90s, I think. This could be a moment of me not knowing anything.
So, do people think that they've had an affair?
No, it's more so the fact that people are, like, she's lying about everything with Tupac, and, like, it makes her look like a crazy lady, that she's, like, he's my spirit husband, and the afterlife will be together, and the right now
will be together. Oh, he's dead.
Yeah. Oh.
He's dead.
Yeah, I probably should have said that
sooner. I didn't know he's dead. He died in 96.
Yeah, he was a good age.
He wasn't. He was 25.
Oh, wait.
He was not.
Yeah, what was it? I think it was like a drug overdose or something.
I can look into that. He was an American rapper. That's how I knew. I was like, what?
Yeah, I knew he was like...
He sold more than 75 million records worldwide. Wow.
No, yeah, his time, like, where he was alive for 25 years, he did make an impact.
Yeah. So, oh! I don't think I can say this.
Oh, gosh, let me see.
Oh!
I don't think I can say that
No, we can't say that, but...
let's just say that it was not... You can look it up for yourself.
If you want to know what happened to Tupac, look it up.
So she just keeps bringing up his name?
Keeps bringing it up. But the thing is, it's, like, apparently one of the things that, like, was Tupac's, like, last thing was, like, I don't want to be talked about after, like, I'm dead. Or not really, like, talked about, but, like, he doesn't want to be this big aspect of the media. He wanted, like, if people were going to listen to his music, fine, listen to his music, but don't, like, keep bringing up his name for basically no reason. And his actual wife, who he had kids with, is very good about this, and she never appears on the media. Meanwhile, Jada is going to all of these different talk shows going like, oh, Tupac, I miss him.
Yeah, there are pictures of him when you look up them together.
Well, yeah, because they were together for like a short time, but I just...
They were together?
I don't think they were together. I think they might have been friends, but I don't think they were ever in a relationship.
I'm gonna search that up. Because, so, well, first, when did Jada and Will get married?
Probably after Tupac died.
Let's find out.
1997!
He died in 96.
She was like, no, my spirit husband. Time for me to get a new one.
So, are people theorizing that Tupac is like... the reason, like, part of the reason, because she's just stuck on him or something?
No, it's not like theorizing that he's the reason. It's more like another, like, note of her going insane.
Oh, they think she's going insane.
Maybe. I think people are just more like, what is she talking about at this point? And also just kind of, it's used as more evidence of why she's lying.
Yeah.
Because, like, she continues to bring up his name and talk about how, like, they were in love and, like,
he
proposed to her through a jail cell bar. That didn't happen to her. That happened to Tupac's actual wife.
Oh.
So, it's kind of interesting because it just brings up this fact that she's being very, like, narcissistic and everything.
Okay. Pinkett Smith told Stern that the relationship was purely platonic.
But she's going around right now saying it wasn't!
Why do you bring up a dead guy's name, like, 30 years after he's gone?
For what reason?
Like, let him rest in peace. Like, I'm not gonna lie. But also, you know who I feel the worst for? Is their kids. Jada and Will's kids.
Yes.
Because they're now they just have to deal with all the backlash of what their parents are doing and not what they are doing.
And they were also already having, like, a rough time with parental guidance. Like, there was an image of, like, Willow and whatever the guy is, like, kind of on Jaden? A bed.
No. Oh, a different dude.
No, like.
Oh.
It was a long time ago.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was an old picture. But they were kind of, like, laid out on a bed. It looked, like, promiscuous to, like, post in the news, considering Miss Willow Smith was, I guess, 16 at the time.
Age of consent.
And, no, but the man was, like, in his upper 20s.
Oh, my God. That actually grosses me out.
So,
like,
it was,
why? Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, God. The, like, once they reach a certain age, he dumps them?
It's just, he's like, what? He's like 48 or something, and he dates like 19-year-old girls.
Like, how can he be getting away with this? Like, that's actually
gross. It's just screwed up. And then Billie Eilish just dated this dude who was like at least like a decade older than her.
Yeah.
I think like almost 2 decades older.
It's a little scary.
I don't remember his name because I didn't care about him. But, like, it just creeps me out. Anyway.
Yeah, no. Like, it is creepy.
I don't get it. And there's some religions that endorse that, and I don't get it. But that's my personal thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Jada. She's confusing, and I feel bad for those children.
Yeah, but, like, that image, like, it gets posted online, and people are like, oh my God. Because she's in this image, and she's kind of, like, in a revealing pose, which, whatever, you know, that people are gonna take pictures how they're gonna take pictures. I don't care. But with this dude who's so much older than her, and he looks, and he has, like, a hand on her,
oh.
And all of, like, there's just physical contact involved, and people are like, oh, God, this is not a good look.
No.
And she kind of goes, like, Jada comes out of the car, and they're asking her about it. They're like, what do you think of this image? Like, does it bother you that this image was taken with your daughter when he's this age and she's this age? And she's like, no, it's all fine. He's a family friend.
That's not fine.
That's not a good thing, Miss Ma'am.
That's not fine. No.
That doesn't make it better.
It's just, in my mind, it's just disgusting.
And they have, like, this method of parenting and that was, like, the kids raise themselves. If I remember
It gets to a certain extent when you get older and you're, like, in your teenage years, and you're just there to guide them. You're not there to, like, tell them what to do all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm appreciative of what my parents have done, and they took, like, a hands-off position once I got to the age of, like, 15 or whatever it was. But, like, they still guide me. But, like, you can't, like, little children?
You can't just let those little children make their life decisions.
No, like, that's the whole point, is for them to screw up, and you're supposed to, like, tell them that is wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Or even tell them, like, hey, it's okay, like, you just didn't know if that was wrong or not. Just, like, for next time, don't put, like, this in this. Or, like, don't hit somebody. Like you...
They're not the best role models, are they?
No.
And then, like, I don't know, child acting is just such a weird concept, because Jaden got into that very early on.
Most child actors, I honestly fear for in adulthood, because they have such a kind of stunted growth because of the fact that they were just constantly in films, especially if they're a popular child actor.
Yeah.
And so they're stunted in their social growth, and then they grow up and they possibly believe, like, oh, I'm the best, And then they get this kind of ego, like, issue. And it's just bad.
Yeah. I get that. But, yeah. That's kind of how I feel about it. I don't know. There's not much more to say.
Yeah, no. I think we've gone through it all. So,
enough about Jada. Now for a snack to go along with our tea.
Ooh.
Today, we have some Lindt milk chocolate, which, honestly, this is, like, one of my favorites. It's kind of, it's creamy, it's kind of, it's, like, got that rich chocolate taste that it's you, like, really want to.
That chocolate is really good, but I can have, like, one or two pieces at a time.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's also what's nice, is, like, I don't overeat usually because it's so potent.
I love the crinkle. It's good, but it literally hurts me. Like, if anyone who knows me knows that I have, like, recently especially, like, I have dairy and gluten sensitivities. Like, my entire life, I've always had it. And so, I just, like, I have to pace myself. And I'm a secret chocolate lover, and so it's kind of hard.
Yeah. I'm so glad that I don't have that issue, but I also kind of, like, know what you're talking about, because mm-hmm. I've had, like, different things, and, like, I die right after. I'm like, ugh. But yeah. Then I have it, like, a week later, and I'm fine, so I'm like, okay.
I'm on my gluten and dairy cleanse right now, but it's not
It's time to end the cleanse.
Yeah, I know. I have to restart it after this dinner tonight anyway, but let's have at it.
Yeah, so we've got 5 squares. That doesn't mean we're gonna eat all of them.
I also picked up donuts before this.
Yeah, we're having
donuts.
This is a little bit of an unhealthy meal, because for us, it is about 8 o'clock in the morning, and we've had...
Not even.
We've had donuts, and we're about to have chocolate, so...
Yeah, I've only had donuts, coffee, and chocolate today.
So, all right. So now for our snack to go along with our tea. So, do you want the first bite?
I'm doing the honors.
Go for
right
it.
Now. Here you go, Nat.
Beautiful. Thank you. All
right. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, I just put the whole thing in my mouth.
I mean, classic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when someone thinks of, like, European chocolate, you think of Lindt. Like, in my opinion. Because in America, Lindt is the most accessible chocolate, I feel like.
It is. It's one
of the most. Like, American chocolate. You know what I'm saying?
But, like, in terms of, like, a chocolate that's actually good, mm-hmm. it's kind of, like, the best one you can get here.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, Hershey's is not that good.
No. I feel like Hershey's, it's just, like, you're looking for chocolate, and if you just don't have anything else, you're like, oh, there's Hershey's.
Okay. But still, you can't knock my Hershey's.
Oh, no, that was not what I was trying to do.
No, 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 no. I know, but I love Hershey's, but I get it. Like, this is better.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm a Hershey's Kiss girl. Like, I love a good Hershey's Kiss because I'm addicted to chocolate. But, yeah, no, Lindt is better, but nothing for me can top Milka bars.
Oh, my gosh. I actually forgot those existed. You're so right.
Nothing in this world for chocolate can top that for me.
For people who don't know, Milka is kind of, it's Northern European chocolate, I would say.
I think so.
All I remember is...
I can look it up.
Yeah, our classmate would bring it in for us sometimes during lunch when we were in, like, middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always a day I looked forward to because it was so good.
So good.
Lindt gets you maybe close to that level, but just...
It's produced in Germany.
Okay.
A large number of them.
Yeah, but Milka is just incredible.
Originated in Switzerland.
So I was somewhat right.
Yeah.
But it has this light texture. It's not too creamy, but it's still rich.
Yeah.
So it's got that, like, perfect blend, and I have never found a chocolate equal to Milka.
No, I haven't either. And when we recently, in the past year, have gone abroad, I bought Milka because I know that that is my chance.
Wait,
that I'm going to be able to get it.
Where did you see Milka?
In Spain and France.
I didn't see once.
I only got it in Spain, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
France, I didn't even get a baguette, dude. I was so mad. Anyway.
I love
Milka, and there's so many flavors.
No, there are. There's, like, there's the obvious, like, cookies and cream, hazelnut.
S'mores.
But then there's, like, s'mores. What is it? There's, like, one that's, like, cow. That, like, I swear this would be real. It would be, like, cow in the far lands would be a flavor. What? Probably. No. I'm being serious. Like, I've looked at the thing on Amazon, and some of it is, like,
yeah,
from a Jersey cow milked in the north of Germany. Like,
milked in the north.
Like, it's very specific. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That's quality, guys.
That's on my, not the cow from the north or whatever, but just a general milk chocolate Milka bar is on my Christmas list.
Actually, you just made me think of doing that for myself,
because
too.
I want it, and you can Amazon it. It's expensive, but you can Amazon it.
And they give you a lot if you Amazon it, because they tend to come in those bigger packs.
Yeah, and I just love Milka, and I'm addicted. I've been addicted. And one of our friends, she had a stowaway Milka bar on the way back from Spance, and she was like, oh my gosh, they're going to take it from me in customs. They're going to take it from me. So she opened up the Milka bar. And we all ate it there. And I was like, okay, I'm glad I got to have a bite. But then you could have saved your Milka.
I brought so much food, like, from Spain to France. And then from France back home.
I didn't bring anything home. Like, I literally just bought a beret. You know, the hat
thing.
Yeah,
the little French hat.
I bought that. And I think that was it. I don't think I bought anything else.
I bought so much, but I had, like, food because we went to a candy store, and it had some really good-looking stuff when we were in Spain, because we were just traveling, walking the city, and, you know, Natasha kind of ate some of my stock when we would talk
some
at night,
of your
but
stock.
But that's okay. I was planning on sharing anyways.
Mariah and I had such a large stash of Milka, because I was like, Mariah, you have to try Milka. I was like, you don't understand.
I'm so glad we were introduced to Milka. Like, I think my life would have been so
I'm
much
so
worse.
I'm so thankful to Vanessa Hall
for
that Milka bar.
Thank God for her introducing us to that. I say someday, anybody who listens to this, you should try Milka, because
if you go and get the, if you find it, first of all, if you find it, good job. In the States, it's impossible.
Please text me if you do, because I will make a separate trip to get it.
But, like, second of all, like, if you find it, try it, because it's probably going to be, like, one of the best things you've ever had.
It's probably going to be the last time you ever see it in the States.
Literally. It's like the Kinder Egg.
Oh my gosh, it
like,
is.
You know how they took that away? Like, because the toy's in the middle?
Yeah, then people would choke on
they
them.
Were, like, illegal.
Oh, wait, really?
Well, they got, like, that one was illegal in the States anyway. I don't know about in Germany. Ever since Izzy has called, because Izzy, you know, she's German, and so whenever she's, like, we talk about Germany, she goes, oh, the homeland. And now I want to say the homeland, but I'm not from Germany.
You're like, you're ready to start speaking,
I'm
like,
probably,
German.
I'm definitely part German, because if you look at me, I have a little bit of that gene, but not that German.
I feel like at this point, I just never know, like, what people's, like, ancestry in terms of, like, what country they have, like, blood from.
I'm very English.
You are.
I'm very English. I know that
for
a fact.
Can't you, like, track your family back to, like, an estate? Or
yes, I can. It's called Upper and Lower Slaughter. We were in Lower Slaughter. There's an estate there, but now it's owned by a different family. Hate to disappoint you guys.
Yeah. No, my dad's family, like, it's kind of convoluted, because you kind of lose track a little bit some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Cause some people are dead, some people are gone.
A lot of people.
Yeah, like a lot are dead. But if you like
too,
if
don't
you
worry.
Like track my grandmother's last name throughout like
that's,
the years,
yeah.
Like before it became Chadwell, like go back. There's, like, a castle in Germany that has that last name. But I don't know if we actually are, like,
you
related to
you could be living in a castle right now?
Probably. No. I think it's, like, property of Germany, but
I could have been English.
You could have
that would have made me.
You could have.
So, my life so
much
better.
You could have been speaking right proper now.
Proper.
Proper.
Yeah. But, anyway, I feel like that was a really good conversation.
Yeah. I loved having you today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me. I loved sharing chocolate with you. And next time.
Is the tea boiling or lukewarm? Find out on Candy and Tea.